Hey everybody. If you're new to this, that probably made no sense, but that's kind of what our theme song sounds like. It's much nicer because I didn't make it. I got on the website Fiverr and was like, hey, someone make a theme song for me. And this guy did a pretty fantastic job, I have to say. We also had a different theme song recorded by my brother, which was pretty good. And lasted us for quite a long time. Anyway, welcome. Do we need a new theme song? I don't know, man. That would probably be the name of a theme song for this show. I don't know, man. Whatever. Who the hell knows? Well, I'm in the car again, as you can probably tell, although I think I've managed the sound a little better this time. Last time was a little iffy. When I was going back to look at it, I was like, I don't know if I love this. This, I think I will love. Tolerate. Toleration is really love. Tolerance? That's love. That's really all that love is, right? Is there an increase? Is there, like, is tolerance above love? Or love above tolerance? I'm not sure. So I think a lot of us top out at tolerance. We're like, I can tolerate this for a very long time. Equals love. Anywho, I was listening to an audiobook about by a guy who worked on The Simpsons for like forever. Oh, I'm seeing this guy right now walking, who I've seen in the workplace where I work. And he's wearing a hoodie, and on the back it says, Junkies Do It Better. And I was like, that's kind of a weird sweatshirt to be wearing. I don't fully understand it. And then I saw somebody else wearing almost an identical sweatshirt at the store. This was a person who, by the way, had terrible grocery store etiquette as far as doing one of my least favorite grocery store things, which is like, I park my shopping cart here and I look at items further down the way. So you're like, all right, so I managed to take up the part of the store where I'm looking at the stuff and the part of the store where my cart is just sitting. And that usually manages to be an area that I'm like, I, as a shopper of the store, could have used that part of the store for shopping, for store shopping purposes. One of the things the person was talking about in this book was like rule of threes, comedy rule that I think most people know. Trying to think of an, I'll just use the example he used. He was talking about, he's like, so you say a list of three things, the first two are normal and the third one is funny, is the joke. And so you'll be like, in his example, I went to the Kim Kardashian store and I got a pamphlet, a tote bag, and chlamydia. And so then you're like, boom, there's the joke. I started wondering, though, if maybe what you need to do is do the rule of threes, but you slip the funny one in the middle. Because I feel like people are kind of used to the rule of three, although maybe it still works because you're like building the anticipation. Because when they hear, ah, here comes a list. Here comes an Oxford comma style list. So I suspect this third one is going to be of quality. So I hear the first one. I'm like, yep, okay, get that out of the way. And then the second one. And then I'm maximally prepared for the joke. I know a joke's coming. And so now the joke, here it is. But then I started wondering, well, maybe we're so used to that setup, though. Here's a truck that just doesn't want to turn for some reason. Maybe we're so used to that setup that it would work better to always do the rule of threes, but in a different order. I went to the Kim Kardashian store. I got a pamphlet, chlamydia, and a tote bag. Because then they're like, wait a minute. You'd have to think for a second because you're like, the third one wasn't the funny one. The second one was the funny one. How did this happen? See, this is what you gotta do. See, this motherfucker. I don't know. I feel like the things that we do to get people driver's licenses, the requirements are a little light. Because this guy's using an acceleration lane, and he's going in it 5 miles an hour. So he's not accelerating at all, and therefore not really getting anywhere, and, like, just coasting along, and now his signal is still on. I just don't understand, like... Okay, you should get a driving test, and then maybe you should have to take another driver's class when you're, like, 25, where they're like, okay, well, we're going to just put this person in your car, or like a sensor, a dash cam, and we're going to watch how you drive for 2 weeks, and then we'll give you some things that you need to do. For example, here's how an acceleration lane works. Here's how turning left works. Here's how it works when you turn and there's no acceleration lane. Here's why it's not a good idea to, like, come out when you're trying to turn left onto a busy street, to come out, like, halfway, and then because the traffic that's coming thinks that you're going to go all the way and slows down anyway, so you're not really helping anyone out. Here's why it's good to just take the correct turn at a four-way stop instead of waving people through. That's not more efficient, and it's not better. All these things. Anyway, alternate version, I went to the Kim Kardashian store. I got chlamydia, a pamphlet, and a tote bag. There you go. Maybe that's the best one. Although that makes it sound... See, I don't know if that one were... Oh, it was a lady. I said it was a guy who was driving bad, but it was a lady. Sorry to stereotype the fellas out there. It was in a giant red truck that no one has any business driving. And I thought it was a dude, but it was a lady. So there you go. You know what? This podcast is all about equity. And ladies can be idiots and make bad car choices too. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to say that buying a stupid giant truck that smells like crap and that you have to start and feel like you have to start up 40 minutes before you leave your house is a decision that can be made by a woman. Ta-da. We're really doing it for the world, aren't we? Also, she's doing this thing where she was driving slow as fuck, and then I passed her, and now she's driving like 15 miles an hour faster. It's like some people don't look at the little speedometer. They're just like, well, how fast is everyone else going? I must be going slow. I'll just go as fast as the next fastest person. But yeah, so I'm not totally sure about this rule of threes. Not really sure how to do it. Not really sure if I care. Because you know what? You gotta do... Gotta Stevie Nicks that shit and go your own way. Well, I'm driving to teach a class for work. Because this is how it works where I work. Our different branches are like an hour apart. So I got to drive from one to the other to teach a class for a bunch of people who are also coming about an hour to a half hour. I do think that that's like a little comedy thing I like. Instead of saying, let's see, 30 minutes to an hour, you say, somewhere between, I don't know, hour to 30 minutes. You just reverse it. But you got to be willing to let people think you're stupid. You gotta be willing to say, like, I want to make a joke badly enough that if people think I'm stupid, I'm okay with that. See, now this dumb truck is passing me, following another car that's going significantly faster than they should be. It's a very interesting style. And by interesting, I mean dumb. But dumb is interesting. Like Flat Earth. I think Flat Earth is interesting, even though it's dumb. Well, it's probably interesting because it's dumb. What I don't understand about Flat Earth is what do the people who are supposedly propagating the round Earth... Let's pretend the Earth is, in fact, flat. And there's a group of people out there who are creating this idea that the Earth is round. What are the rounders, as we call them after a Matt Damon movie, what are these rounders getting? Is that Matt Damon, Edward Norton? Both? Neither? What are they getting out of this? Like, what do they have to gain? Who is, like, I'm benefiting tremendously from everyone thinking that the world is round when it is, in fact, not round? I can't work that out. I've never been able to work out how that's advantageous to anybody except the manufacturers of globes, which I gotta say are probably some of the least money-making things on Earth at this point, right? If I see a globe, and I don't care if it's in an elementary school, I pretty much expect it to open up and have bourbon inside, like a little decanter of bourbon. Because I don't really know what else you're using a globe for. Also, it's like you buy a fucking globe, and then how do you update it? Like when these countries change names and stuff. I would probably get a globe with no country names on it. Just because that way it's like, or, you know, maybe get a globe, laminate the outside, paint it with that dry erase paint, and then you could just dry erase marker in the countries. But I don't think I can write that small. I don't know. Maybe you need like a digital globe that's a 360 screen that then is updated automatically by, it checks, it references Wikipedia country list and updates automatically. That would be cool, and you could, like, pinch and zoom and stuff. See a little closer. So you could, like, have the United States and then zoom it and see the actual states and shit. That would be awesome. But, I mean, who fucking needs that? You don't need that. You just look at Google Earth, right? Although Google Earth looks flat. Like, when you're looking at it on the computer screen. We were in Target the other day, and they have those curved TVs. Have you seen these? It's like the new flat screen curve thing. And I'm not sure what the point of that is. I'm sure that someone could tell me. I'm sure that there's like science behind it. But sometimes I just wonder, like, I wonder if they come up with stuff for TVs to be or do because they're like, well, we got to sell another TV. Right? Like, because how many fucking TVs do you need? I've been rocking the same TV since my old roommate bought it probably in 2005. So it's almost 15 years, and it's totally fine. It has the hookups that I need. It's not like out of date or whatever. Here's the bad thing. This is one of those cosmic things that just didn't work out, but who would know? But like, so I moved in with my roommate. He bought this, at the time, pretty nice, pretty top-of-the-line TV, which I've held on to, but this was probably just a couple years before the, like, flat screen thing was big. So, like, the screen is flat. It doesn't have a bubble screen, but there's, like, components and stuff behind the screen. Like, it's not, like, 2 inches thick. It's thicker than a normal, what you could buy today. Like, you couldn't buy a TV like this today. It's got a little bit of console behind it. Not crazy, but probably like 5 inches towards the bottom, towards the base. So like, it's just unfortunate because then he bought that TV and then at some point he bought another TV. And then when he moved out, he was kind of like, all right, well, I bought this other TV. I'm going to take this new one. Do you want to buy the old one off me? And I bought it off him for, I don't know, $100 or something. I don't even remember. But, If only this had happened, if only we'd been born 2 years later, it would have been a flat screen and that would have been cool. Definitely not a huge problem, not an issue in my life, just something that I'm like, damn. Now that I think about it, this would have been nice. But whatever, who fucking cares? These TVs. These TVs and these phones you kids have. We are T-minus 2 days until new place. Well, 3 days until we're moving, for sure. But 3 days until take possession of new place. pretty excited. It's good news for me, I guess, as a purveyor of content, because it's like, all right, if somehow anyone got my address at some point, now they don't have it anymore. But that's not something I worry about a lot. I guess, like, it's kind of funny because for me at this point in life, I'm not a big, I'm certainly not nearly famous enough to where I'm, like, concerned about people showing up at my doorstep, because I don't know what they would accomplish or ask me or want to do. I mean, it's sort of weird, like, if you, I don't know, would Marc Maron have this problem? I'm sure it wouldn't be too difficult to figure out where Marc Maron lives at some point. But it's like, well, what would you talk to him about? He talks on the hour on the radio, like, every day. What more could you want? What would you possibly ask him that he has not already spoken about at length longer than you'd really like him to? And that's, I mean, I certainly feel about that, like, about me, and I'm not even famous. Plus, I guess I feel like it's more concerning these days to be cyber-attacked in some way. I'm more worried about that because that seems more realistic. God damn. How is it that it's 2018 and we have not fixed the thing of trucks shooting rocks out of the back? Like, how have we not figured that out yet? It's like, it seems pretty easy to me. They got those mud flaps. I'm like, do you just need to extend those so they're not, like, I don't know, 18 inches from the ground? I'm not saying they gotta brush the ground, but maybe they gotta be a little closer to the ground than that. Doesn't seem to do much for me, but maybe they're just meant to prevent the mud from kicking up on their car? I don't know. I don't understand how this happens. And I don't understand why we're all just like, fuck it. It's the way of the world. You just gotta accept that your windshield's gonna get shattered once every couple years. And then you'll live with a terribly cracked windshield for a while, and then you'll get a new one. It's like, okay, great. That's fun. I'm glad that's something that I'm enjoying spending money on, a new windshield for my car. That's really super. In other news, I saw a baby carrot today that looked like both a penis and a vagina. I know, like, a baby carrot normally kind of looks like a penis, but this looked like a penis with balls. And then it was split on one of the sides, so that part looked exactly like a vagina. I was like, this carrot has it all. This is the true non-conforming of carrots. Gender non-conforming carrot. You can tell I'm like, I got some thrilling stories today. I'm very distracted by impending move. I can't remember what I was watching. It was something I was watching, and they were talking about how moving is like the most stressful thing that a person does. Like, it's rated on things as far as, like, you know, they got all that shit that they always bring up where they're like, death of a loved one, divorce, getting a new job, getting fired, whatever, and, like, moving is really high. Which is kind of interesting because I'm like, moving is probably the one most of us do the most. Here's something I don't know. I don't know how normal it is, like, the number of times someone moves in their life on average. I don't know what a typical number for that would be. And I'm betting what happens is there are some people who move, like, twice in their entire lives, and then some people who move, like, 15 times. And they just keep going. It becomes very tempting. I listened to this podcast, and it was this guy who was like, well, I read an article by him first, which was about how he's never, ever going to own a home again. Because he's like, there's all this stuff that comes with home ownership, you know, and like, you got to think about the appliances and the furniture. And if you want to move, you got to do all this shit. And he's like, but if I don't own the home, I can just like sell off my shit on Craigslist and move and like do this. And he was also like living out of a backpack, which someone I think it was Chuck Klosterman was on his show and was asking him about this sort of semi-famous article he wrote about living out of a backpack and only owning like 30 items or something. But he was kind of grilling him about it a little, about like, well, do your socks count as two items or one? And like, I think it turned out that this guy was counting, for example, one set of clothing is like one item, which I was like, well, now, okay. But the thing is I think that there are certain lifestyles that are conducive to that and certain lifestyles that are not. It's a lot more expensive to live that way. I'll say this, because when all is said and done, moving into a new place is probably going to cost me $3,000 or $4,000. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, and this is not atypical, because you got to pay a lease break fee, you got to like get a moving truck, you got to do all this shit, right? You got to pay a deposit at the new place, got to pay the first month's rent. It's a pretty expensive month, that first month moving. And so I gotta believe that this guy is paying those kind of fees all the time. I also think, like, a guy like that, I wonder, okay, so you move to a new city, you've got your 30-whatever items. Do you then, like, do you just buy new pots and pans and then cook for yourself? Or do you just never cook for yourself? Or are you just like, eh, fuck it, I'll never do that? Because that saves me a lot of money. I don't know why exactly, because it seems like groceries are expensive. Like, it seems like I could easily spend $400 or $500 a month just on groceries. But I guess it just must be more expensive to eat out. Sometimes I wonder if it's like is it really what I'm paying for the food, or is it more like, okay, then you go eat out and then you're like, I might as well stop by Target, and it takes me some gas to get there, and this and that, and just all these things kind of add up. I don't know. I don't know how this works. I'm not a very good adult. But yeah, I am stressed out by moving, and I haven't even really done it yet. It's kind of weird because I'm moving into a place that's not run by a company. It's a guy and his wife own the property and are renting it and stuff. So it's a little bit less official than is normal. I kind of wonder if they're like even claiming this on taxes and stuff, the income they would make. I would be surprised, because I was thinking about this. I was like, okay, I guess if I rented a condo that I owned, I could basically choose to set the rent how I want, right? So it covers the mortgage plus X dollars a month. And if I did that, then I suppose I could like I could say, okay, I'm renting it for $1,500, so I'm making $400, but really I'm renting it for $1,600, so I'm making a little bit more. And that's a tax-free little bit of income, right? I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know how any of this stuff works. But I think I'd make a pretty good slumlord. Could get in there and clean up after people left. I could tell you right now, I would put in the lease, like, if you leave your shit here, you forfeit your entire deposit, for sure. Because fuck that. But yeah, and like, hooking up the utilities, like, I hooked up the electricity, and it's like, you owe $100, and I was like, what? So I'm going to have to call them, probably, and be like, I don't think I owe $100 yet, because I haven't even moved in. This seems impossible. I gotta say, too, like, your utility companies and then your internet. Internet is the worst. Because, like, I basically filled out a form to get the internet going and was like, well, here's what I'll do. I'll just, like, get it ready and then submit and actually order it on the day we move in. But because I didn't want to do it early, because I was like, well, I don't know. Is that going to fuck up if there's still people living there, like, today? Are they going to be shit out of internet, SOI, soil, shit out of internet luck? So I didn't want to do that, but now it's like twice a day I'm getting a thing from Xfinity that's like, hurry, complete your order, don't forget, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, motherfuckers, this is why everybody hates you. Because I'm like, I'm going to order from you. I'm buying the product. Leave me alone. That's all I want, is to be left alone. And that's like the one thing they're not willing to do. They're like, no, no, we know how to do marketing. Here's what you do. You give people a year of internet for $40 a month. Then you jack it up to $60. And then they're like, maybe I should go with this other service. But they have to do a whole thing and have a service call. And they're just like, fuck it. Then the next year you jack it up to $90. And then they're like, okay, that's too far for me. So then they cancel. But then you call them up like every day. And you're like, hey, have you thought about coming back? Like, we'd like to have you back. We'll get you back down to $50 a month. And then they're like, okay. And that's how you do it. Instead of just charging what it costs, just charge me what you need to charge me, and we'll call it a day. I hate that shit. I still have, like, residual anger from probably 2014, which is, I think, when I moved out of my old place. And when I moved out of my old place, I canceled the internet because my current place, the place I was moving to, had internet provided, right? So I didn't need it anymore, so I canceled it and closed my account and so on. And I got like 3 or 4 phone calls from Xfinity that were like, I hate too that it's fucking Xfinity and not Comcast. This is, by the way, the really scummy way that you run a business. There is a gym in my city, which was called Inspire Fitness, right? And so what they did is they did business for like a year, and then they changed their name to Aspire Fitness. Maybe the other way around, but who cares? Point being, they changed their name to a very similar sounding name, and they, you know, colors are the same, everything's the same, but they changed all the name and stuff. And the reason you do that is because you've got horrendous reviews online, which are totally earned. And so what you want to do is be like, well, that's a different gym, obviously, because we're Aspire Fitness. These are for Inspire Fitness. So it's not the same. And everyone's like, oh, okay. But the reality is like, wait, no, fuck off. That's not what happened here. What happened here is you changed your name. But it's the same staff working there. It's the same crappy equipment. It's the same dummies who are in there every day, which is probably the worst part. So anyway, like, I got on because I had gone there, right? And I had to cancel my membership there because and they're like, why are you canceling your membership? And I'm like, come on, you work here. You know why. Why don't you tell me why? Give me the top 5 reasons that other people say, and I'll probably say, yep, all of those. And here's 5 more. But, and like, they trap you because you go in there and then you have to give them your number and stuff. And I thought too, I was going to get out of it because I had to change my debit card at the time. So I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll stop paying them. I'll stop going there and so on and so forth. We're good. And I was like, I'm going to cancel it. So I should be good like to the end of the month and then we're done. And so I call them to cancel the membership, and they're like, no, you have to physically come in here and cancel it. And I was like, why? And they're like, that's just our policy. And I was like, oh, so that's your way. It's our policy is your way of saying, because we want to try and trick you into staying with us. And here was the really insulting part of it, too. Like, when I went in there to cancel, it's not like the people working there were like, hey, man, like, let's talk about this. What can we do to keep you as a member? It was just like, all right, here's the thing. It's just an inconvenience. They're just trying to inconvenience you enough that you say, oh, fuck it. I'll just stay with the gym. I'm not going to find a new gym. I'm not going to do all that stuff. This is why it would probably be great to have a personal assistant. Because if I had a personal assistant, I would be like, okay, I want you to cancel my gym membership here and get me one here. And they'd be like, all right, done. And like, when it's time to move, I'd be like, all right, new landlord, old landlord, everybody talk to my personal assistant. And they're my representative. They can sign the documents and shit. Assistant, I want you to arrange the move. I want you to do all this stuff. That would be a fucking amazing to just have someone take care of your life for you. Like, that's a Peter fantasy right there. I want a personal assistant slash butler. I basically want an Alfred who I can just say, oh, do this. And they're like, yes, sir. I don't even care if they call me sir. That's not part of the whole situation for me. So they changed their name from one to the other. And the last time I drove by there, I saw they now have another new name. It's called like the 16th Street Gym or something like that. And they've got like a new sign up front that's a different color and stuff. And I was like, God damn, like this should be... I want to talk to someone at like Yelp and Google reviews and stuff and be like, hey, this is the same gym. This is the same fucking people. The same people run it. The same people are working there when you go there. The same people are attending the gym. The same price structures apply. They give you the same horseshit about you have to come in to cancel your membership, and it's just to inconvenience you. And I don't have a personal Alfred yet, so I can't just have them do it. Obviously, I don't have a personal Alfred, because if I had a personal Alfred, I wouldn't be working out at this cheap gym. I would just go somewhere where it's like, eh, it's kind of more expensive, but it's worth it. You would think, though, that like the more expensive gym in town would be worth it. But I don't find that to be true. There's a gym in town, Workout West, that I hate. That's where people go to be seen working out. That's where, like, you'll have bros, like, yell at you for taking their bench or something like that. And, like, they get real pissed off and territorial. A guy will be using a squat rack for 45 minutes. And by using it, I mean he does a set, he wanders off, talks to someone, does some bicep curls, comes back, does another set of five squats, and this goes on all damn day. Like, this is just nonstop, whatever. And then that guy will finish, and then someone else will come in and do the same thing. And you just get to the, like, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to get to do this. I guess this isn't my day to do squats, huh? Everyone's like, don't skip leg day, and it's like, eh, I wish some other people would, to be honest with you. Gym douches, am I right? Yeah, that's probably the right word for it. I find that gym to be the most douchey, and therefore dislike it. I can't, it's a hard decision for me of like, what's worse, going to a gym where everyone's kind of a douche, or going to a gym that's like cheap and crappy? It's a tough call. Expensive douche versus cheap and crappy. Because, like, the thing is, it's not... I'm not just saying, like, oh, it's not of a quality of blah, 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 blah. I need a professional... I'm saying, like, these machines are machines that were, like, thrown out of a hotel gym when they closed the hotel, and they were just like, what should we do with this rusty piece of shit? And they're like, just throw it out back. And then there's somebody who works for this gym that's like, aha, score, big score. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd call that your big score. That's the life, though. That's the life I'm living. Are you happy for me? I don't know why you would be. You know what's kind of unbelievable to me is the number of vape stores that are open. Not because, like, I don't understand. Because I'm like, why would anyone vape and so on? I mean, that's... Vaping is pretty fucking stupid. Okay. But there weren't a whole lot of, like, cigarette stores as I was in the last decade. I mean, it's not like that was a booming business where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to open a cigarette. If someone told me they were going to open up a cigarette store, I'd be like, what do you mean a cigarette store? Like, you're going to sell Lucy's? Like, are you going to sell weird brands from Europe or something? What are you even going to do? I would be very confused and concerned about their planning. Do you have a business plan? You're opening a business. This is your first ever business, clearly. I'm not sure you're making a good choice. I'm not sure how much it's my job to tell you that or help you with that. But just saying, I don't know, man. That's the summary. Like our theme song on this show. I don't know, man. I don't know if this is a good idea. But yeah, then the vape stores, here are the vape stores. Oh, come do some vape. Vaping? Vape? Come do vape. That's like, that makes me sound a million years old. Hey kids, come do drug. Drug is fun, right? Drug through the mud. Also, every vape store looks like so stupid. Like they have a stupid name and it's just like Vape Town. Vapor City. And they never have a fun name. Like, I like the pho places. Pho, is that how you say it? Because they'll be like, forget about it. And you're like, haha, that's fun. Or like, there's a Thai place in town called Taiwan. And you're like, oh yeah, that's like Taiwan. Taiwan, Taiwan. That's fun. I like that. But Vape Town. Vape to the future. It's just like, oh, fuck off with your vape store. No one needs your damn vape store, idiots. Also, I don't think there's much that looks stupider than a person vaping. Like, it just looks so dumb. Just like in putting this, like, robot penis in your mouth and then expelling this giant cloud of smoke. It's just like, yeah, that looks cool. I mean, obviously, I'm not a smoker, but I'm kind of like, why don't you just fucking smoke a cigarette like a grown-up instead of doing this? You don't need to be in a cloud of smoke like the fucking caterpillar in the Alice in Wonderland shit, okay? And no one needs that from you. No one needs you to be a caterpillar. You're not going to emerge a beautiful butterfly from your vaping. You're just going to be a piece of shit. You're still going to be a piece of shit. So just let that be what it is. All right. Well, guys, I probably need to go. Love you. Ugh, that's not true. If I remember to cut that out, I'm going to. Because holy crap. I felt that. That didn't feel good. I did not like what I had just done there. All right. We'll see you next time.